Hi there, you're listening to Adventures of Anjana. Welcome to day 16 of the 30-day challenge. Yesterday in day 15, I was talking about Diwali and how the festival has a very different vibe for me right now. I had also mentioned about cleaning, remember? I had said that Diwali cleaning is a huge hype and a very different trend these days. Well, I feel that a lot of it has just been amped up. I remember as a child, right before festivals, the house would get a nice cleaning done. You know, basically the cobwebs would be dusted and then all the old stuff would be thrown out. Because my grandmother used to tell me that these things accumulate negative energy and you should get rid of all this. So on the festival day, you bring in more positive energy. Now, whether you look at it in terms of tradition, religion, or just in terms of energy, I think a clean house is a really good space to be in. And one of the most important and interesting things about cleaning, especially cleaning during festivals, is that we all clean up houses, our homes, in various degrees. Some of us use vacuum cleaners, some of us use external services, some of us just go about it on our own. There is the superficial cleaning where you just dust things every day, and then once a week you might do the deep cleaning, where you might use a concoction of your own choice and, you know, kind of wipe down all surfaces and all that stuff. And then comes the special cleaning, which happens in my house on a quarterly basis, where you kind of pull everything out, see what's happening, and then reset stuff. The most interesting bit in doing this often, or at least quarterly in my case, is that I tend to find stuff that has A, been forgotten, B, could be used in rotation, and C, might have even expired. Case in point being my own cupboard. Now, my cupboard kind of gets the least amount of attention in the entire house. But anyway, so my cupboard on a regular basis, all the basic stuff is all accessible, clean and all that. But this morning I sat down to clean all the other stuff, you know, the jewelry, the junk, the nail polish, the perfumes and all that. And I discovered that approximately 50% of my nail polish collection had gone for a toss because it had just expired. Now, there is always this mindset of, should you discard something because it is expired, or should you just keep it with, use it a little more and then see if it will last a while longer. So I kind of looked it up on Google and it says it's chemical based, so you would rather not be doing it. So a couple of my nail polish bottles just went into the trash today. Slightly saddening, but it also reminds me that I should not go overboard and pick up a lot of nail polish bottles when I don't think I'll be using them on a regular basis. So basically the point I'm saying is that like my bottles of nail polish, there are a lot of things in our life and in our cupboards which might have been forgotten, which might need rotation, or which could be expired as well. And it is during these special occasions, these times, that we need to do a check, a routine check, and figure out stuff that we need and stuff that we don't need. Because like Marie Kondo says, if it doesn't spark joy, it should not be with you. You might as well just put it in a happy place or say tata bye bye, thank you so much, you're not serving much purpose in my life, and I might be happier without you. Because what is the point in looking at something and thinking, gosh, that's a lot of money that I have put to wrong use, and regretting it all the while? Correct. So instead of that, I suggest we just pick up fewer things and replace them as they get over, or as they get old, or whatever it is, instead of stocking a pile of lot of stuff. This also goes for people, for emotions and thoughts. Very heavy thinking, right? So I'm going to get going. I have finally finished all of the cleaning that needs to be done, and beyond this, I don't see what needs to be cleaned. So now the festivities will begin. I'm just going to go put up some lights, make some nice warm cup of chai, and enjoy Diwali with my loved ones. I hope to see you guys around on day 17. Until then, have a safe and beautiful Diwali. Take care. Tata bye bye.